Okay. I agree with everything that's been set up here. So I just have a little bit of board business I need to take care of, actually. I just want to clarify something that happened in January. Mr. Orozco, you sent out a press release entitled New California Law Transfers Offenders from State Prisons to County Jails. And the press release invited members of the community to a forum that will be held on February 15th at a local restaurant. The above-mentioned flyer included your email address and was sent on Beaumont Unified School District letterhead. Just further, the board did not sanction the press release, nor is the event sponsored by the Board of Trustees of the Beaumont Unified School District, as may be implied by the said flyer. So, pursuant to Board Bylaw 9010 and 9200, you did not follow the adopted bylaws regarding the issuance of public statements, nor did you have the individual authority to issue said release or use district internet account to promote a non-district sanctioned event. So I hereby admonish you, Mr. Orozco, to follow all prescribed policies and bylaws regarding board member authority and public statements made to board members. But members of the public are free to choose if they so desire to attend your forum. So on that note, I would like to know, Dr. Carroll, if CSBA has a policy on a code of ethics for board members? If so, if the rest of the board agrees, I'd like to put that for a first reading at our next meeting. So do I have consensus on that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
May I respond to that? I think I should be able to respond because that was never brought to my attention.
I have a motion to adjourn.
So.
I'll move.
All in favor to adjourn.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.